Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The prophet Zephaniah tells the people the Lord will rejoice over them in gladness and renew them in love. Paul writes to the Christians of Philippi that the Lord is near and that his peace, which surpasses all understanding, will guard their minds and hearts. The harshness about fire is in marked contrast to the gentleness of Jesus when he begins to preach. The joy of the church today is the coming of Jesus once and every day to bring us peace and joy and gladness and love. Once upon a time, there was this grammar school class, sixth grade, I think, because the kind of thing that's most likely to happen in sixth grade, that was an open revolt. They had a new teacher at the beginning of the year who was mean and nasty. Though she was very young, maybe she was just scared. Well, some of the goofy boys in class made her cry every day, not because they meant to drive her out, because it seemed to be fun. Some of the boy crazy girls did the same thing, so the young woman quit. The kids decided that driving out teachers was more fun than studying. There were five subsequent teachers, each one meaner than the previous one. As the third or the fourth teacher said to them, "You are a class with a discipline problem, and I'm going to solve it by breaking you." Now even the nice boys and the good girls were in open revolt. They talked in class, cheated in tests, threw things at one another, ate garlic and onions to smell up the classroom, and did a homework strike. Finally, the pastor came to the room, the Monsignor, and asked what the problem was. "All our teachers are mean," they said, "so of course do we have to be mean back." "Of course," said the Monsignor. "Well," he added, "the next teacher is the least mean person I know. If she can't straighten things out, I'm abolishing sixth grade." "You wouldn't dare make my day," he said. Well, the new teacher was very nice and very funny. Funnier than the worst of the goofy boys and nicer than the nicest of the good girls. "There's nothing to revolt against," the kids said. Well, thank goodness the revolt is over. Let's have a celebration. So after school, the teacher said, "Let's have a celebration." And they all lived happily ever after. Well, more or less.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.